I don't know, you have time. Do you have a time limit on this? I got so many things that I'm thankful for this morning that I'm thankful for our family and our kids and our grandkids. And I'm thankful that Katie could be here from Texas with us for a while. And I'm thankful for the church family here, and Matt and Robin and Kellen and Nate. I'm very thankful that you came to be with us. And I'm also thankful for my job. I love my job and able to help other people. You don't know what it means to have people come and hug you and thank you for God's helping them. And that's what it's all about. And I'm thankful that I know Christ as my personal Savior this morning. And I'm very thankful that God healed Shirley. Some of them, I tell them about it, and they say, "Boy, you're lucky one." I said, "No, it wasn't luck. God healed her." And I pray every day that she'll stay healed. Thank you.
Well, I'm thankful for my family, too, and my wife, of my life partner, and I'm very thankful for her, and Brianne and Nathan and their family, all the grandkids being so close. I'm very thankful for that, and thankful that they're raising a great family. I'm also thankful for my church family, and, you know, seeing you guys every week, and it makes things go better. And I'm also thankful for my relationship with Jesus Christ. You know, I work alone, and he is there with me every second of the day, and I depend on him. And I am with him just every day in that day. He's told me to live one day at a time, Brent, and I appreciate that. I love him.
I'm thankful for my family as well, Nathan and Brianne and the kids, and I'm thankful that Ross is sober.
Answered prayers.
I'm thankful. Don, I love my job. I love my job. I'm thankful that God doesn't give you more than you can handle, and I know that through the years our ups and downs have allowed me to be a compassionate banker, if there is such a thing. I love helping people, and I'm so thankful that God does not give you more than you can handle, and even though it seems like you're in a valley, he pulls you through and makes you stronger. So, and thank you all for being our church family. Thankful for that as well.
It's only fitting we go after them. Oh, my goodness. I am so thankful for all the blessings that God has put in our lives, for my family, for Nathan as a partner to be able to go through raising children with him. And, you know, he's I don't want to give a more level-headed and calm and, you know, let's do it this way. And he knows what I can handle and what I can't, and if he needs to take the phone call or not type of stuff. So I'm definitely thankful for that. And all of my children I'm thankful for. And mom and dad being so close and being loving unconditionally. Learning from them how to do that, I'm thankful for. And just, you know, we are so blessed. And, you know, I've come into contact with families and Nathan going in and out of homes with his job where we see things or we hear things or kids that don't have beds, you know, just right in our backyard or, you know, they don't have blankets or they don't have jackets. We are just so very, very blessed and lucky to have what we have. Even when we feel like we are struggling, you know, there is so much more that we do not see on a daily basis that, you know, we are very lucky and thankful for those things. And I love my church family. I'm sorry. I do. I really do. Waylon?
I'm thankful for my church family, God, and my family.
My family and the church.
And Asa said he's thankful for his mom, and I'm not making that up. And he can say that when he's four, right? And the nursery, he was thankful for. So, thank you.
I'm thankful for the Holy Spirit, especially as we go day to day and listen for his voice to keep us on the right track and for all of his help through the ups and downs. I'm very thankful for this church family who has shown me unconditional love. I'm thankful for a pastor and wife and family that are here and really good about getting back in touch when we need them. I'm especially thankful for Neil. He is a really, really good husband, and he could be the poster boy for husband and father and grandpa and great-grandpa, and that he has taken my children and my biological grandchildren under his wings just as he has his own, and that is a tremendous blessing. I'm also thankful for his family, who I could have walked into a situation that could have made me miserable if they would have wanted to, and they welcomed me with open arms, and I have the privilege of being a grandma to 10 extra and a great grandma to, I think by the end of December it'll be 13 great grandchildren between us, and we have 16 grandchildren. It's just great, and this morning especially with Mark and with Reg in leading our singing. It's so good to see Mark up there with confidence that in the back row he didn't always show. And for Reg, who came up and said, well, I guess it's a cappella, and just did a wonderful job.
Well, I don't have a big speech, but I am thankful for good health, another successful year, grandchildren, up-and-coming praise and worship, you know, people. Mackenzie likes singing with me. And, you know, a God that forgives.
I guess I have kind of a weird praise to start off with. I praise God for the sabbatical year I've had this last year from responsibilities here in the church. I still have plenty of other responsibilities elsewhere, but just to be relieved of those burdens, those responsibilities. The other aspect of that is to see and recognize all the people that God has placed in this church and the next generation coming up and taking responsibility and sharing in that and the gifts that he's given them. So really do have a praise for that. And Margaret hasn't spoke much in the last week and a half, so be prepared.
Well, it's still not that good, so don't worry. But yeah, it's been 10 days, so I'm just thankful to be here, first of all, and to be able to get anything squeaked out. Yeah, a few days ago I couldn't hardly squeak anything out, so I'm thankful for recovering in that respect. And I could add to what John said, too, that, you know, backing out of some responsibilities, even just for the past 10 days, it's been neat that, you know, people are willing to step in when needed, and appreciate that. But what's been on my mind, I guess, the last several months just keep coming back to me is just the awesomeness of God's grace. And as I was setting this morning, remembering the Wonderful Grace of Jesus song, and there's a Phillips Craig and Dean song that talks about His grace still amazes me. And I guess I think sometimes we just kind of keep going through the motions, and you know, life just kind of drags you along sometimes, and you get caught up and you just kind of forget. And one advantage of being sick and putting everything on hold for a while is it does give you time to read, and that's been a blessing in a way, and a reminder of that, all that He does for us, and all the blessings that that we don't recognize in the busyness of our normal routines. You know, we don't take that time sometimes to think about everything. And I feel, of course, very blessed to have this guy with me. And Isaac's such a big help in so many ways as well. And I'm thankful to have him close. We have a small family, but it's a good one, and I appreciate that. So I am very thankful for all that God provides and for His unmerited grace.
I'm drawn to read Psalm 100 this morning for some reason. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is He who made us, and we are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name, for the Lord is good, and His love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. And I just give praise and thanks to God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ this morning, and for all of my church family who supported me this past year. Didn't make one hospital visit this year, so it's been a good year. We've had good health, and I'm grateful for that. And I'm glad Shirley's back in the office working, and we have a sub, so you guys should be well taken care of.
Well, I was sitting there, I was thinking back to everything that's happened over the last year, and it's, you know, there's been some bad times, some sad times, but things that a lot of change as well, but all the happy moments outshine all of those. And we've both went through a lot of changes this year, both personally and professionally, and we're just thankful that God gives us those opportunities. Really thankful for a church family that loves and supports us, and our actual families as well. I lucked out with some really good in-laws as well that are great to spend time with, and I just look forward to what God has to offer us next year, and continue to grow in our faith and love with Him. Thank you.
Well, the road of life gives you many bumps and turns and twists, and I'm thankful that God's been with me every bit of the way, and I'm more thankful for my family and my church family.
Well, anybody that knows Royal knows what I'm thankful for.
Well, first of all, I'm thankful to have a voice this morning. I've been fighting a cold for about a week and a half. And also thankful that God gives grandchildren to young people. After spending the week with our grandchildren, Bryce's children in Alabama, they're wonderful, energetic, and Grandma and Grandpa just made it in time to go home. And then spending yesterday with my son on the roof and Conrad helping shingle. So there are many blessings in life, and family, of course, leads the list. But our church family, I think, is the most important, and being yoked with my best friend.
I'm thankful for so many things that I've actually experienced some discouragement over the last 2 weeks, and I've realized that I'm not giving enough praise to God. He said he's not done with me yet. I have a lot more work to do, and he really revealed his greatness to me through so many opportunities. I do love my job, and when you mentioned that, Don, when somebody comes up and hugs you because thank you for helping me through a difficult time, it means a lot. I want to thank for the women in this church that prayed for me during my tough time. When I reached out, thank you all. I want to thank Lord for our pastor, Matt. He's been wonderful for me. I've grown spiritually because of him. And I very much thank him for that. Neil, you raised a good son, Mike, because he's so much like you. I am so blessed to have Michael in my life. He's the one that balances me. And he's not here today because he's working. And I know he'd love to have been here. This church family is just awesome. I look at each and every one of you, and you're just wonderful people. We're not perfect, but we're here together. And I just love you all, and I just think that God's here to not be done with me quite yet. So, and I have to thank God for my son, Dan, who's from Atlanta. He makes my day shine, and he comes and visits me all the way from there. So he's going to be with us for a week. Thanks.
I'm thankful for my family and our church family and God.
There's so many things to be thankful for. I'm thankful for my family, my church family, and the power of prayer, because without my family, my church family, and Jesus Christ, you wouldn't get through the ups and downs throughout the day. I'm also thankful for the opportunity that I have to work with the children here through this church, not only here, but also that aren't within the church as well. And I'm very thankful for this man right here. He is amazing. He's a hero to me, and not only to me, but also with when I see the reaction to the children around him. He is like a superhero to all the children that he's around, not only through the church, but also outside the church as well.
I'm thankful my parents for putting up with me. And friends and family.
I'm thankful I haven't paid for a barber in over a year. There's so much to be thankful for. I didn't want my wife to reveal that truly I'm Batman, but now you know. But I am truly blessed to be able to work with your children here. They truly are a blessing for me. They drive me, they push me. And I try to push back a little bit, but they are amazing. The mission trip was a great experience, not only for the kids, but for myself. And I know Brianne feels the same way, that it changed all of us that were there. And we strive to continue to do that. And they push me real hard. And as I was standing back there looking around, I'm thankful that we have a church family that truly is a family. I see nothing but arms around couples, everybody loving each other, no matter what the situation is, no matter what you're going through, you're always there for each other and everybody else here, and that is the biggest blessing, and we truly thank you for that.
Well, I'm thankful for these two and Savannah and for you guys and for the Lord.
I'm thankful for everybody here, and I'm thankful for my family and my church family.
Kind of echoing the same thoughts, but this is a really special place. It's a special meeting, and we are lucky to have each other, and I'm very thankful for this group of people that has turned out just to be the brothers and sisters in Christ. We've got a lot of things to be thankful for. Obviously, my family at my house, the baby. Wow, she's a lot, but she really is exactly what God had for us, and exactly where she's supposed to be, and we're thankful for her. And that's about it. Thanks.
Well,
Well, of course, I'm thankful for my family and for my church family, and especially when I can turn some prayer requests over to them. Seems like I've had a few lately, and I'm very thankful that Rick has got a new job this year and that he enjoys it.
I think you come to a point where you realize another Thanksgiving is something to be thankful for. There's a few of us missing that we would love to be here and sharing, and God has blessed us that are here one more year, and that's something to be thankful for. And as I've heard everyone else, I kind of echo their same feelings, you know, the family, the church, the ability to be able to come together is so wonderful. But I also think it is so much nicer being able to share those challenging times, both when I have them and when you have them, to be able to come together and do that corporately rather than doing it on our own is such a blessing that God has developed into our system, and I just so am happy that we are able to do that as a family. And this church family has been a big part of that for each of us, and you've all touched my life immensely in the last 20, 30, 40 years for some of you 50 years. It's hard to put into few words how much that means to me and how thankful I am, but it has been a blessing, and I am very thankful for that this year. And I'm certainly thankful for Matt, even though he is not a cult man. I can forgive him of that, but the other ways, we are pretty much like-minded. I'll get him switched over to Colt firearms before it's all said and done. But I do appreciate them and his family. It's just been a blessing to have him here and just listening to him and just sharing and the teaching that he's allowing me to learn from him. So I'm really appreciating that.
Who goes first?
I'm very thankful this year. I'm thankful for the move that we made a year ago and that this fella was willing to move with me. It isn't the first time he's made a move that because I needed to. It's been a good move for me. When he runs out to the farm every day and spends all day out at the farm, I have other people that I can do things with. I'm very thankful to the Lord for all that he has blessed us with over the years. Our children and their spouses, and especially our grandchildren and their spouses, and the great-grandchildren, are just a joy and bring joy to our lives. God has been so good. This church has meant a great deal to me all my life, and it continues to be a blessing as I look around and appreciate the loving fellowship here.
Well, God's blessings overwhelmed you sometimes through the years. You're all my family. Everyone. One of the things that I was thinking about that I wanted to say was that as God gives you opportunities through the years, you make a choice here and there that makes all the difference in how your life pattern takes place. And God put us together. I was one of them.
I am thankful for my family and all the blessings we've had this year and for our church family, and love that there's a direct flight from Dallas and that Katie likes to come and be with us.
I am thankful for our family, and I'm thankful for this church family, and I really appreciate Matt. Anytime we sit down and talk, he always asks me what I want to talk about, and no matter what I think up, he shares all the knowledge he has on it, and I truly appreciate that. And I'm glad to have Robin and Kellen and Nate here, and I thank all of you.
I'm just thankful for all the love and support, no matter where I am, from both my family and my church family, and just all the opportunities that I've had this past year.
And I'm thankful for my family and my church family, and to be able to come back as often as I do.
I'm thankful for my family and everyone else that is here.
I'm thankful for my family and friends.
I am thankful that you have welcomed our family with open arms and that we get to be a part of your families. I am, of course, thankful for my boys, all three of them. They keep me on my toes. And I'm thankful for my switch in my job. I love working with adults, but I love the fact that it has also given me the opportunity to work with our third and fourth graders here on Wednesday nights.
You pushed me to the mic.
Yes, I am. I was thinking I should make a list, but then I realized that it'd be like one of those toilet paper lists that would, you know, roll all the way to the back. Simple things. I'm thankful for my kids who remind me what I put my parents through. And you really never know what forgiveness is until you have kids. I am grateful for my wife, who is proof that God does not give you what you deserve. He gives you exactly what you need, and I couldn't explain it any more than that. So. I am thankful for this church. Up until 18 months ago, I didn't even know you guys existed, which is funny because we'd always been up around Honey Creek, New Providence. But I'm thankful for this church, not just the fact that you've accepted our family and made us part of your family, but that you keep coming back on Sunday to listen to me. I can't explain it any better than that. And I know there are some people here who I aggravate at least twice a month. And I get it. That's probably not going to change. And I'm thankful that my mom is still around with my brothers. And she can be here for my boys. I think that's it.
I'm just thankful in this world of chaos and hate and worry that we have a God of peace and love.